the south than it did in more northerly regions. From the difference in the apparent position of the pole star in Egypt and Greece, Aristotle even quoted an estimate that the distance around the Earth was 400,000 stadia. It is not known exactly what length a stadium was, but it may have been about 200 yards. This would make Aristotle's estimate about twice the currently accepted figure. The Greeks even had a third argument that the Earth must be round, for why else does one first see the sails of a ship coming over the horizon and only later see the hull? Aristotle thought that the Earth was stationary and that the sun, the moon, and the planets and the stars moved in circular orbits about the Earth. He believed this because he felt, for mystical reasons, that the Earth was the center of the universe and that circular motion was the most perfect. This idea was elaborated by Ptolemy in the 1st century AD into a complete cosmological model. The Earth stood at the center, surrounded by 8 spheres, which carried the moon, the sun, the stars, and the 5 planets known at the time: Mercury, Venus, Mars, Jupiter, and Saturn. The planets themselves moved on smaller circles attached to their respective spheres in order to account for their